Okay, good afternoon, everyone. We'll get started. Dustin, you went very close in 2011 in the Open. You've made a great start today with a 300 par round of 68. How do you feel? Does that give you a springboard for the rest of the week?
Yeah, I feel really good about my round. Obviously got off to a great start on the front nine, 4-under on the front, and then, had a couple looks on 10 and 11, and then, hit a good shot off the tee on 12, and then just hit a really poor approach shot, made bogey there, and then three putted 15 and 16. Just missing really short putts, but I felt like my speed was really good all day. I had a lot of, you have a lot of 30, 40 footers out here, and I did very well getting those up right around the hole, and just missed two really short putts on 15, 16, and then but came back and made a nice eagle on 17. I don't know. I had two 15 front or something.
You had 7 iron, 215?
Well, I had 230 hole or something like that. Yeah.
Okay, we'll open the floor to questions. We'll start with microphone number 3 right at the back, please.
Nice start, Dustin. Talk about the conditions. Are you surprised at the way they are right now, and how? What kind of an advantage is that for you if it stays like this for the rest of the way?
Not surprised with the weather. It's been hot and sunny for the last, 5 days I've been here. This is the most sun I've seen in Scotland. But, the golf course is really firm. It was firm when I got here on Sunday morning. And, it's just getting firmer. So, and it's getting faster. The greens are a lot faster than they were, early in the week. And, with the sunshine and the wind, they're just going to get quicker.
So is that an extra advantage because of your length, do you think, though?
Yeah, it's nice because off a lot of these tees, I just hit a 3-iron. On even the long par fours, I'm hitting 3-irons off the tee. It's not, the ball's going so far once it gets on the ground. So, just a little low 3-iron's going further than like a 3-wood up in the air.
How far?
I hit a couple today that were around, probably went 290, 280.
Okay, Doug, just microphone number 1 here.
I had 2 questions, Dustin. Can you, Bubba out there said that they put you guys together, I think for like the 5th time this year, you guys only hit 1 driver each. Is that about right?
Yeah. No, they didn't hit any driver. Bubba hit 1 driver. 9. I hit 1 driver. Nick didn't hit any.
Why'd you hit, where'd you hit driver?
I hit driver on 5, and Bubba hit 1 on 9.
Did you were you tempted at all to tinker with your bag, knowing how dry it was going to be this week?
No, I tried a 2-iron for a little while, but on the range, and then it lasted for about 5 minutes, and then, but I hit it on the track, man, and a 2-iron versus my 3-iron, it was like 7 yards difference. So,
Rip will want to know how far that went, but was St. George's the last time you hit 2?
Yes.
It was the last time you had it in your bag?
Yes.
In competition?
Yes. And it'd never go back in.
Wow.
If I wouldn't have had one in there, it might have been a different story.
Okay, microphone number 2 at the front here.
Just 2 brief ones. Do you need a driver in your bag at all, Dustin? And is this any advantage? The 3 of you in your group are all renowned big hitters. Is there any advantage at all in being a big hitter around here or not?
Well, it's nice to be able to hit 3-irons off these tees, and because you're trying to keep it out of the bunkers, and obviously links golf's all about placing your tee shot in a certain spot. So, my 3-iron I would think's a lot easier to hit to where I want it to than somebody hitting 3-wood or driver. So, that's definitely an advantage, and I can hit more drivers, but I just choose not to.
Do you think? As a follow-up, do you think somebody who's not a long hitter, maybe someone like Luke Donald, who's not renowned as that, might do pretty well around here? Somebody who's got a shorter game than...
You got to play well. It doesn't matter how you hit it. No British is... It doesn't... length or guys being short, that doesn't matter. You got to play well. You got to hit the ball in the right spot. You got to hit in the right spot on the greens, and stay out of the bunkers is the main key. So, you know, you'll see all the guys this week doing whatever they can to keep it out of the bunker.
Sure. Number one at the front again here.
How often do you get misrecognized for Zach Johnson?
I don't think anybody's ever misrecognized me for Zach.
You ever get his mail or anything?
No.
No one ever calls you Zach?
No. My first couple years on tour, I got Jeff a few times.
And are you surprised a short hitter like him would be leading the Open?
No, I mean, this golf course, you know, I think it's gonna favor the guys who are playing really well, no matter if you're hitting it long or short. That doesn't matter here. You know, it's just going to favor who's playing good golf. I mean, you got to hit great shots. You know, you can't fake it around here, and there's nothing tricky. But, you know, you got to hit good golf shots.
Okay, Colin over here on the right, please.
You didn't hit drivers today, but when the three of you do hit drivers, which one do you think is longest?
I mean, it just depends on who hits it the best. Whoever hits it the most solid. Yeah, I mean, we all hit it very similar.
Any more questions? Okay, one last one at the back and then one at the front, and then we're...
I'm just curious how much fun it is for you to play this kind of a golf course and how that suits your eye.
I always enjoy playing links golf, no matter what golf course it is. But, you know, it's a lot of fun to, you know, play one that's really fast. And, you know, I'm enjoying it. And, you know, you got to be really creative, you know, off the tee and coming into these greens. And, you know, it's just a lot of fun.
Okay, last question at the front here, please.
You have this terrific record in majors. You think this is maybe the one you would get first?
I don't know. If I play four good rounds, probably.
Okay, well, Dustin, thank you very much for coming in. Best of luck.
Thanks.